Hey, what's up, y'all? Today on Fuck Outta Here on the Biz Killers Podcast. Yo, what up to y'all listening out there? Thanks for commenting. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing if you did. That's kind of dope. I want to talk about rap today. Like, I want to talk about just the rap industry. Like, with the new youngins coming in, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I just like good music. Is it a good song? Can you dance to it? Can you vibe to it? Can you relate to it? Is it a good song at all? Is there a reason why people are liking it? Like, but really, what does that shit even fucking matter anyway, at the end of the day? What does that shit matter? Like, if you don't like the music, don't listen to it. Like, there's TV shows I watch, and there's TV shows I don't watch. If I don't like it, I don't watch it. That's it. I don't complain about it. Even if I do, like, fucking like come across it, if I know I don't like a show, I just don't watch it. I don't even acknowledge it. Like, why? I don't understand why people hating on the young dudes coming in. They just making music, they having fun, they doing what they want to do. Like, just have fun with it. Make what you want to make. If people listen to it, they listen to it. If they don't, they don't. Like, if you're going to hate, that's your prerogative. And if you're going to criticize, because people got to understand, there is a difference. You could criticize something, but it doesn't really mean you're hating on it. Like, hating on things is like a safe way for certain people to say, like, oh, you don't like it, so you're talking bad about it, you're hating on it. Not necessarily true. Like, not everything is hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people use that like a crutch, and that has to stop. Just like I said, like, people hear certain things in a sentence, and then, like I heard Charlemagne say before, like, trigger words, that shit is factual. That shit is factual, yo. A person will hear something you say, and one fucking word out of that sentence they'll pick and just, oh, you mean this, you mean that. Like, yo, that shit is true. But with rap, though, if you don't like a song, don't listen to it. If it's not your style, don't listen to it. I mean, if you're going to critique it, that's cool. Critique it. But at the end of the day, rappers, don't be sensitive to what motherfuckers say, because are people still buying your music? Are you still doing good? Then don't worry about it. Even if you ain't doing good, don't worry about it. Just keep doing you. That's it. Like, people got to learn words are just words. And we can't let words get to us. We can't give none of these words power by taking them away and by fucking, like, exiling people for fucking saying, oh, you're that type of person. Oh, that person curses too much. Like, yeah, those are all just words, man. Get off of that. Like, we give things power we shouldn't, is basically what I'm trying to say. We shouldn't give words power. We shouldn't give anything power. Anything that you try to take it, like you try to take away saying, like, certain words, like, oh, don't let the kids curse. Yeah, that's good. Don't let the kids curse. Kids shouldn't curse. They should get to a certain age, and then, like, maybe if they want to curse. But I don't see it. Like, we make it, like, what do you call that? We make it forbidden, and that's what makes them want to do it more. And that's how hate, to me, works. Hate is like, nobody wants to hear hate. But, you know what I'm saying? When it comes out, they're just like all shocked about, how can they say that? How can they say that about black girls' hair? How can he say that about, like, He likes natural women. Like, what the hell? Like, everybody just likes to complain about shit. Can we stop? Can we complain about something that's, like, valid? Something that's, like, really affecting us? Instead of complaining about if her hair is nappy or this guy said something to her because he's famous. How many dudes out there that are probably say nasty shit to women all the time? Sometimes we say shit in our head when we see a woman that we like, that's sexy to us or thing. Like, it's not like we're going to say it out in the open, but it's just words, people. Rappers, the audience listening, people in general out there, no matter what race, color, ethnicity you are, like, let's stop giving words power. And I bring it back to rap. All y'all little Uzis, all y'all XXXTentacion, if I said it right, like, whoever is out there that's new, doing their thing, just do you, man. If niggas is hating on you, that means at least they're listening too. You know what I'm saying? They're paying attention too if they're hating. But don't let it get to you because it's just words. As long as you know you're doing what you're doing, that's all that matters. You're providing for your family. You're doing what you want to do. You're making money how you want. You doing basically the shit you like to do. And you love it. And you're making money. Keep doing it. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody that's hating on you make you feel different. I just like good music. If you come out with a good song, no matter what the rapper, what genre of music, if it's a dope song, I just like people who write dope music. Like music that could last forever. And I like music for the now. I like music in the moment. I like, basically, as long as it's a great song or a good song, like something I would like to listen to, like, especially at work, I listen to all types of music. But rap, just leave them little dudes alone and let them do them. You know what I'm saying? Find the music you like to find and support that instead of you're kind of like putting all your attention on the negative aspect by, like, well, not negative to you, but negative they feel to the rapper that you're talking about. And you could be putting that energy into rappers that you actually like, that you want to see big, that you want to support, that you want to make, you know, larger than life again. Or even new rappers that you know that are your style of rap. Support them. Stop putting that energy towards others. You know what I'm saying? Put that energy into the shit you like. And that's gonna make rap change. Is that people rather spend their time on stuff they don't like, on stuff they rather complain about, instead of stuff that they want to move forward, and they forget about helping the stuff they want to move forward. And I say that to say this. Support what you like. If you don't like something, ignore it. Simple and plain. Straight up and down. No going around that. So, y'all in rap, y'all rappers and the audience of rap, like, yo, just do y'all. But remember, while you're spending your time hating or critiquing something you don't like, you could be literally putting out content that will actually support stuff you like. You know what I'm saying? To me, that makes more sense. And speaking on that, there's definitely something. I was looking up on the internet. Oh, man. And it was like towards battle rap and shit. And I don't think they talk about it that much, like as much as they should. I think they should be talking like, and I'm talking about bloggers and stuff, even battle rappers that want their shit out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Talk about the shit. Talk about it. Talk about this like internet website, I'm gonna say. Or I don't know if they have an app, but they should. That would be dope. Get an app. And I know I ain't tell you what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to bring it in slow. But like, I like even follow them on Twitter and follow them wherever. Because if you really love battle rap, I think this is a great, great website to follow to really keep you in tune. Even if you don't like to watch like every battler, but to keep you in tune of what the battlers that you like are doing, or like places they're performing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But and I just think it's kind of dope. Like that shit is ill. That shit is something that will keep you informed and keep you in the loop like crazy. And that's Verse Tracker. Shout out to Verse Tracker. No, I ain't sponsored. I don't got no sponsors. This is like I guess like other podcasters I heard say, this is like guerrilla podcasting in a way. But you know what I'm saying? But yo, they're good. Verse Tracker, they really on they shit. Like, if you want to stay in tune with battle rap, check that out. Make sure you, like, you know, log in, sign up, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay in tune. Join their Twitter. I don't know if they got a Facebook. If they got a Facebook, do that. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, we got phones. They're right in our hands. Look. And you never know what you might find on the internet. Something new and entertaining. Maybe I might be new and entertaining for you. Because I'm going to just talk about whatever. So, let's get back to other things that are going on the internet right now. A lot of stuff trending that I don't even understand. I do not understand. But that tax tone stuff is something I want to talk about. Like, I don't really know nothing about the situation, just what they put on internet. And, you know, if his lawyer wrote a letter, like it looks like in the letter that they shown online, it doesn't look like Tax Stone did, but I can see where people are saying that it looks like he got to be a part of that because maybe he told his lawyer, but it doesn't really say. And I think they got to be really specific when they say in a letter to like a judge. Like, I think it would say something like the defendant or the plaintiff, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think it would say is saying blah, 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 blah. You know, all that legal shit talk, whatever. But to me, man, we'll know if it is what it is. Like, I don't think it's a good look. Like, these days, I don't think anything's a good look. I think too much drama is out in the open. Like, it's entertaining, don't get me wrong. It's something to watch. It's what people click onto first. But I don't know. It's just, it's kind of sad in a way. Like, we prefer to watch the bad shit. But, you know, that's just how it is. And referring to the bad shit, dudes that are out there that are actually making money off their music, and anybody doing anything positive and still has negative around them, take that negative away, bro. Push that negative to the side. Especially if you're doing something positive and making money. I understand people push buttons, people try to test. But the best test is for you to not be an example. Filming. And so anybody out there, man, that's doing something good and you still got bad shit lingering around you, man, cut it off. Because there's the bad things around you want to continue to do bad around you. There are bad things that want to do good, just like you. And it's hard to tell, but sometimes you can see it. But we got to get it together. We got to start lifting up the people who want to be lifted up. And we got to start helping the people out around us, but that want to be helped, that also listen as much as they speak. Because you can't learn if you don't listen. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to talk some real shit to y'all. And I just want y'all to understand.